I am so downright pumped up, dude. I swear, something happened. Like, it just, I feel like something happened, you know, within the last, like, month or so. And, man, that lady, Maggie, the lady I'm marrying, that woman is a blessing to me. I'm not working as much as I was a couple months ago, and that has a lot to do with it, man. I know it has a lot to do with it. That God has worked in and through that lady, and in so many different ways that I did not expect at all. And, man, that lady is a blessing to me. I really am so grateful for her. She is awesome. And I have not been working as much, like not nearly as much. And I've just gotten to spend time with God more and to rest more and to spend time with people more and to just be a lot more present in the situations I'm in. And I didn't even realize I was working that much, but I was. And so it's been awesome. I got home today, and I got home at maybe like 3:30 or so, left at like 6, and got home about 3:30, which that's really good. Like, I used to work way more than that, and it was normal, and I like this as normal. And I got home and just got to spend time with God. I started listening to some of the teachings I've been going through, and right away, you know, I made it about 10 minutes. I was putting away my laundry and doing some dishes and stuff, and then I stopped it because the dude said something so crazy, and I went into the end of Mark, you know. And well, first I was in the part where Jesus, you know, it's basically Elijah and Moses, and you know, appear on the mountain, and Jesus is out there, and then they disappear, and then they only see Jesus, you know. And God says something like, this is my son, listen to him, you know. It's really, it's just like, whoa. It's like God's just saying, like, yes, this is like, these were real men of God, but now I'm doing something way greater. What I'm about to do is so awesome, and what I'm doing now is so awesome, because Jesus is, you know, he hasn't died yet, hasn't risen and all that. And it was just cool. It was really cool to read that. You know, and it's because Peter, I think it was Peter, I can't remember exactly, I'm pretty sure it was, he's like, Lord, we'll build a memorial. This is a crazy event, you know. We'll build one for you and one for Elijah and one for Moses. And God stops him while he's still speaking, and he's like, he's basically just like, this is my son, listen to him, listen to Jesus. He's greater than these other guys. And were they awesome guys? Did they appear up there in that place? Yeah, they did, man. But Jesus, oh, he's bigger and better than them all. I shouldn't say better. I know it's really not biblical, but you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Anyways, I was just spending time in that and just doing communion and worshiping and walking around the house. And like, and then I went through the end of Mark, and he's like, you know, he's like, basically, it's crazy. So Jesus like shows up, you know, amongst the disciples and kind of rebukes them for not believing, because the other people said they saw him, you know. And he's like, hey, I actually am raised from the dead. Why'd you not believe this? Like, I don't think he said it like that, but he basically corrects him. You know, I don't know what his tone of voice would have been like, but I imagine he was like, you guys, like, stop believing the lies. Like, I'm alive. Like, yeah, they saw me. Like, let's do this. And he tells him, you know, like, go preach the gospel. And he says, these signs shall follow those who believe. He talks about, you know, drinking any poisonous thing and it won't hurt you. Taking up serpents, like not worrying about, you know, getting eaten by animals or nature or anything like that. Or just the events of life, to be able to go through it and be in the midst of it, but to not be of it, you know. And you know, in the sense of like being harmed by it. Sorry, that maybe wasn't super clear. And then he says they'll cast out demons, they'll lay hands on the sick, and they'll recover. All that stuff, man. It's just like, ah, it's so good. And then it says he says all that, and then he ascends to the right hand of the Father. And I just, as I was reading it, I was like, whoa. Like, that's so crazy. Like, literally, he's saying, now it's your turn. It's like, I'm at the right hand of the Father now. All that stuff I was just telling you, go out and do it. Go out and preach the gospel. And man, it'll be challenging. Some of you will even give your life, he says. in there when he's giving that speech more towards the beginning of it. But then he goes and sits at the right end, ascends to the right hand of the Father. He's like, all right, guys, now it's your turn. And so awesome. But anyways, I went to Walmart and like, I want to get some painting stuff because Maggie and I are painting tonight. And she was meeting with a lady, doing a one-on-one meeting. And basically, I went to Walmart, but I was like pumped. I'm like, man, I'm ready to go pray for some people. Went in, like didn't even see anybody sick. There was one guy kind of limping, but usually like Walmart's like, man, there's people, wheelchair, crutches, canes, all sorts of stuff. But there was like one guy kind of where he seemed fine, but he was just kind of stiff. You know, I could have talked to that guy, but I didn't. I kind of feel like I should have in that situation again. I think I might. But everybody else seemed fine. You know, I don't know. I wasn't, you know, and I was trying to really be aware of people and all that. But I went in and got my stuff and walked out. And then I saw some dudes in the parking lot and ended up talking with this guy for like 15 minutes. It's a guy that I know. He's really struggling with some stuff, though, like serious anger stuff. And I was just talking with him, praying with him, encouraging him, like, man, like, anytime you feel that way towards those people with those resentments, like, bless them, pray for them, like, speak life over them, even if it's just in your head, you know, like, you cannot hold on to that stuff or it'll kill you. So it was really good, man. I'm pumped. I'm super pumped. I want to record this a little bit. We're going to go paint, but anyways, yeah, that's it. God bless you guys.